You're always, you were born ready.
You're a fighter, Nicanor.
Yeah.
When right. it loses its
Let's
shoes.
See if this is the right one.
Is it a whole surfer? Not a surf is the name
Not
of
a
that.
Surf. That's the one.
There comes a time in every girl's life when she's really got to ask herself sometimes to ask herself she's still cool to
be And the 90s were depressing. He's making me depressed big time.
Breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct,
really
and avoid
like
making a flowery emotional
to it a
speech
lot
and you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll remain friends!
Hey everybody, I'm popular. Today I have Nicanor and Katie with me.
Hello.
Or Katie and Nicanor.
Hello.
We're going by microphone number order.
There's numbers?
In my brains.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It really helps no one but myself.
I have a Fender.
You have a Fender chord.
Fender is like the guitar.
Fender is like the guitar.
What are they doing making chords?
It's fancy.
Asking the tough questions on today's episode. Why are they making chords? Who is Fender? What makes a man popular? I think that's an unlabeled chord. Okay.
So when a girl would break up with me, I would listen to the song. And then if she would do everything that the guy said, then I knew we could still be friends.
A girl would break up with you?
Like in high school?
Well, yeah. The guy's school? Telling the girl in the song how to break up with boys.
Oh, okay.
And then how to remain friends and be cool and popular about it.
I thought he was telling other boys how to behave.
No, he's telling the girl, because then he says if he makes a big scene and starts crying, then you just need
you're
to
right.
dump him right away because he's a psycho, because it's high school.
You're right.
And who gives a flying fuck.
Okay. I'm with you. That was not a surf's popular. Do you have a guess on their second most popular song?
What's the band name?
Not a surf.
Mm-mm.
Could you even name another song? I couldn't.
No, it's like those one hit wonder things.
Yeah, this is their second most popular. Always Love. Definitely from the end of like a Drew Barrymore movie.
Yes.
You need to go up. Is this you?
Life is just a choice, but I never learned enough.
Wow.
It's just what I would expect from I've never heard it either.
Mm-mm.
And I think I don't know how the first song got so popular.
Well,
I mean it's called popular.
Well, which one's the one in the witchcraft? Was it that song?
Witchcraft?
From The Craft?
The Craft, yeah.
Dare I look up the Craft soundtrack?
I think it was that song was in The Craft, and that's why it became so popular.
Now, The Craft.
Do you know The Craft?
I do. Yeah.
Can you briefly explain, while I look this up, I'd like for you guys to tag team explain what the fuck The Craft was.
It's about a lady, a young lady, who moves to a new town and meets some new friends. And then they discover some dead fish on the beach. And then somehow they get magical powers.
They gain magic powers?
If I remember correctly, the one that moves into the new city already had powers.
Now this is Neve Campbell, right?
Yeah.
No.
Neve Campbell wasn't the main person. She was one of the three.
The other ladies.
Yeah, they were like the darkies and the... what do you call them?
The goths.
Oh,
we
darkies.
Call them darkies in RG.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the darkies.
That's what we call black people.
So,
I mean, in a bad way. It is.
So
Just saying, it has a, when you say I met up with a group of darkies at a Marilyn Manson show in America, people would say, "Really? That's
black people at Marilyn Manson."
In Argentina, we call goths darkies.
But Neve Campbell,
what do you
was
call a black people? Goths,
negros,
oh, blacks. Okay. Wow,
the blacks,
negros.
The blacks,
cabecita negra.
Blackhead.
They're called blackheads?
Okay. Little blackhead.
Yeah, little blackheads.
Mm-hmm. Little blackhead.
Anyway, what? I don't even know the girl, so, the girl from out of town. I don't know her name.
I don't remember the main character either.
So Neve Campbell wasn't the main character.
No, mm-hmm. She was one of the three from the school, but she's the one that kind of... Because the three from the school had a leader, and then when this other girl comes around with all her powers and everything, she threatens the leader.
And the leader's Neve Campbell.
That's some spooky music here.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Because then she gets all crazy with the power.
Neve Campbell
and then
is
her
a
dad
friend of
dies,
love.
And they get rich, and then she has that apartment.
Now, wait a minute. I thought, in my memories, that Neve Campbell.
This is one of them.
There was a short haired one. She was evil.
That's Neve Campbell.
No, like a real short-haired one.
Yeah, and she was like the leader.
I'm gonna pull up the trailer. She was like, she was the real evil. And then there was also another woman who was basically another Neve Campbell who was.
Maybe
who,
I'm
the
confusing
main character.
My people.
Was the song in the movie?
That song was, yeah.
Popular?
Oh. It's not on this soundtrack. I mean, there's some pretty good 90s. Do you guys remember Sponge?
No. The famous
song. You remember Sponge? No.
The famous song on that soundtrack was the Nine Inch Nails. Well, I don't know if it was Nine Inch Nails. It was the... I go about things the wrong way. I am human enough.
Really?
Is that by Space Hog?
Space Hog.
What the fuck is this?
I can't hear anything.
What the?
Do you guys really not know that song?
Jewel?
Which one? That one? I know that song.
This is a pretty funky Jewel song.
Jewel?
Yeah.
Jewel?
She was really experimenting here.
I want to know what scene this plays through. What's the scene with the snakes in the hair? And the bugs and that crawl in her mouth.
Okay, here we go. Let's watch the trailer. I gotta turn off this shit. Sorry, Jewel. And this other thing's playing. I got way too many things. The Craft. Nothing's happening. Here we go. This preview is appropriate for all audiences.
To the other kids at St. Bernard Academy, they were the girls who didn't belong.
Why?
They're witches.
But after
who, Skeet Ulrich was in this movie.
Why'd you lie about me?
Okay, that's the nice girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Who is she? She's not the one.
Please stop begging. It's pathetic.
The girls are about
it
to
looks like her kind of
the dark side.
You ever heard of invoking
there's Neve
Campbell.
That's the evil one. And then there's the black one. The darky.
We can make things happen. I mean, this is it. This is real.
Oh, they share their blood. I remember.
This spring,
then they get, like,
Columbia
for some reason, also
you.
Slutty when they get magical. They unbutton their top three buttons on their school outfits. Oh, and she changed her hair to blonde. And then shook it and it turned brown.
Check it out. Her spell is working. Sit.
Oh, he loves her now.
Oh, he made her. She made him love her. Is this the song you were talking about? Exercise. With an O, not an E. Your. Rights. R-I-T-E-S?
Because it's like magical rights.
That's a weird slogan.
Rite of passage.
Oh, here comes a bus.
Girls, watch out for those weirdos.
We are the weirdos, mister.
Nice.
Nice comeback.
Dude, nice. Okay, who are these people? Oh, wait. Okay, one of these people is Firuza Balk.
That must be the darkie.
No.
Aren't they all?
Okay, Firuza Balk, Robin Tunney, Nev Campbell, and Rachel True.
So none of them are the Eclipse Lady.
But who's the super evil one is Nev Campbell.
I think that's Firuza Balk.
And then the black girl is the other one whose name I don't recall.
Sounds about right.
Somebody something ten.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's just solve this for once and for all. The craft. Just as a fun guessing game to warm us up for our later game, do you want to guess how many stars out of 10 The Craft has on IMDb? Zero?
Six.
Do you want to make a different guess or stay with six?
Stay with six.
The answer is 6.0.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Damn.
Right.
You guys nailed it.
Way to go.
I'm getting a buzz in my headphones. Are you guys getting that?
Nope.
Okay. I'm not going to worry about it. Okay. Robin Tunney was the main one. Firuza Balk was the evil one.
So Robin was the one that I thought was the Eclipse Lady?
Yes.
Okay.
The one who changed her hair. Mm-hmm. She had magic fucking powers and was like, you know what I'll do? I'll change my hair color. Yeah. Something that people could just do.
And I'll make a boy love me.
Yeah. Good use of powers, idiot.
Mm. Have you seen Chronicle?
No.
Okay.
Me neither.
That's okay.
I'm getting a crazy noise in here. And I do not
I hear
like,
it buzzing, but it's not.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but it's not. I took my hair.
Oh, yeah, I do hear it.
But it's not.
I can't figure out what it is, honestly.
Yes.
I can still hear it. This is horrible. This is the worst show I've ever done.
Come on, man. But we're so charismatic.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? It's okay. The light switch also turns off the fan. Yeah. Oh, that fan. Just turn off the light also. Well, the one in the kitchen.
Oh, dear.
You have to do a quick reset. Oh, is there a fridge running in my home?
Why don't you go catch it?
Guys, I have this whole thing where I try to keep foods at an appropriate temperature, so.
What an asshole.
I don't know. It may not even... Who knows? Let's just move on, right?
Let's do it.
Robin Tunney. Yeah, Robin Tunney was the hot one. The hot main one who's since been in The Mentalist and Arnold Schwarzenegger's End of Days.
So only up from The Craft.
Yeah, Firuza Balk was in American History X and Almost Famous.
Almost Famous?
Yeah.
Which one was she in Almost Famous?
Well,
one of the groupies.
Of course.
She was. Almost Famous is a 7.9. Just for contrast.
Have you seen it?
Well, good movie.
That's a really good movie.
She's way down. She was Sapphire.
Yeah, one of the groupies.
You already knew?
That follows the band around.
One of the evil ones in The Craft is one of the groupies in Almost Famous.
Yes.
You already knew that connection, huh? Your quarterback. Your popular. So you guys brought a game.
We did.
Now that we're all just going to move on from...
But wait.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do this
first. You brought me a birthday present.
That's right. We did.
Because it is three decades since your birth.
My third anniversary of me.
Now,
30th.
Before you open this.
Okay. It's in a bag that says happy birthday.
A lot of thought and effort went into
this
present.
The idea was mine.
Okay.
It was.
Katie executed it.
I made it.
I am
made it.
Horrible at making things.
Okay.
So we consulted some YouTube videos.
We watched some YouTubes on how to do this.
Which is how we do most things at our house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever
a YouTube
needs,
how to.
Yeah.
I've done this too.
DIY, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself it.
And Sherlock helped.
He did.
Sherlock the dog.
Yeah, yep. He helped.
Okay.
He got it down and ate it a
little. Signature is on it. So, just so you know...
And Watson did not help?
We don't think so.
He doesn't care.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe next year we'll try again.
Okay.
Nicanor doesn't think it's that great. I think
you're
it's
really selling it. Okay.
Go we'll for it.
I'm going to open it. Let's
happy
just.
Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
There's a huge bow on it. So that's a good start. Or, you know, secondary start.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, my God. It's a huge light that says on air.
It's an easy button.
And I can stick it to the wall. Uh-huh. And then people will know I'm on. This is something that you have demanded of
they
me
have,
to
yep.
get.
Yep.
So now I can have it.
Yep.
And that way people will know we're on. This is pretty good, you guys.
Yeah, you just
right?
tap it and then nobody's like, hey, are you recording right now?
I'll be like, all right, now we're on air.
And yeah. go. Yes.
That's pretty good.
There's a couple.
Somewhere around here, there's
a few chew marks.
Yeah, Sherlock decided that it would be.
Oh, he chewed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was his addition to the.
Yeah, somewhere. Oh, right here. He decided it would be.
Oh, nice. That's okay. No one will know. Who knows? So, can I hang this on the wall?
Of course.
Do you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to figure that out.
I was going to buy you some Velcro thingies, but...
Yeah, or some 3M sticker
yeah.
wall things. Today's show brought to you by 3M. You know what those M's stand for?
One of them is mine. Isn't it? No.
Probably.
Oh, I thought you knew. And you
I do not know,
those,
no.
So. No.
Magnificent. Miracle.
Yes.
Magic.
Mm-hmm. Magnetic. Mine mysticism.
Oh, that's way more.
Ooh, they made magnetic mines that killed people.
Millennium
good for them.
Magnificent.
The millennial
miracle.
Malevolent motherfucker.
Mangina. Yeah. Three times in a row. If you say it three times in the row in the mirror, it'll appear.
Yes.
Is the lesson you learned from that.
Man.
What?
A vagina shaped as a man?
Isn't that a mangina?
I think it's a man's vagina. I don't know. Is it a butt? I don't know what it is. What is a mangina? I don't know.
I hope it's a butt.
I mean, probably heard it in like third grade or something.
A mangina? I mean, it could pretty much be a butt.
Should I just see?
Butt?
It could
what
be.
The
I mean,
Urban
like,
dictionary
it's,
say about?
But then what's it? Why, you know?
Why isn't it just
wouldn't a butt be
butt?
A woman vagina or womgina yeah. or something?
What's the difference between a man's butt and a lady's butt?
I can't believe I'm Googling
the
this mangina.
Sexier.
Oh, wait. This is a totally different thing. This says it's when a guy pulls his dick and balls between his legs.
Oh, a mangina.
And then putting his legs together to simulate the look of a vagina.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Hmm.
There's some other definitions.
I can't say I've ever done it before.
Mm-hmm. No, never.
Oh, here we go. A man totally controlled by a woman. A weak-willed
what?
Man, the partner that takes it in the anus in a male homosexual relationship. So that's kind of where I was going.
Get over here, you mangina.
A male prostitute, gay or straight.
This is Urban Dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I love that website.
I don't agree with that definition.
A derisive term for a man's feminine side.
Let's call it a man vagina.
The bum hole. Aha. Uh-huh. In a prison dating context.
Mm.
Well, that explains where I heard it.
Clients? Can you ask your clients if they've ever heard of
what they
never,
know about
I
this?
I will never talk to my clients about a mangina.
A man's asshole
ever.
When used as a
so
vagina for butthole love.
Before we start today's session, or can you tell me, are you the mangina person in the relationship with your cellmate?
Mm. First question, sir.
First question. Do you know what a mangina is?
How's that mangina yes. holding up?
I don't think that'll go well.
Do you need a manginacologist?
I hear Tommy down the cell is one of them.
Mm, yeah, no. It's not going to
He's
happen.
A mangina?
Manginacologist.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Favorite job in the prison.
Yeah.
Looking at ravaged butts all day. Well, that would be a real nice way to do your 25 to life.
He's doing a service to his
yeah,
community.
No, he feels good about it. He's like, you know, it's nice to come in and have a purpose. I'm glad to be part of the machine.
A public servant.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
From to beginning to end.
Oh, dear.
So you guys had a game you wanted to do today.
Go for it, Nicanor. You have to explain the rules.
I got
to
get...
Where's the stuff?
The stuff?
Do you have stuff?
Oh, you have it all in your head?
Yeah.
I got to go get another beer. I guess you need to explain the rules to me, too, because I don't really know. Do I?
You and I are mostly playing.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of them that I already know the answer to. But the idea is Katie will talk about some of her... Well, no. Katie's going to talk about...
The facts of a case.
The facts of a certain case without giving out any names or any specific. People being convicted to something.
Okay.
And then we're supposed to guess how many years they got.
Okay. Sentence two.
Sentence two.
You have three choices.
Okay.
So the choices are...
I'm ready.
He...
Maybe we should explain what my job is first.
No, no. So deferred is the same as zero. Uh-huh. So no years.
Okay, but...
How are there three?
Maybe there's only two. No, there were three yesterday.
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of years...
Uh-huh.
And there's no years.
Uh-huh. What's the third one? We said deferred.
Like the halfway house or something. What's that?
That'll be no years. Okay. It'll just be like, how many years did he get in prison for execution style, this like 2-year-old?
I think, okay, but there's some answers that could be prison or jail. So we'll just ask how many years of like incarceration.
Yeah, prison and jail seems to be the same thing. Are you still hearing this?
Okay. But or probation or anything other than prison.
Okay.
No prison is zero.
So
okay.
Any amount of incarceration time, no incarceration time.
And then I'll give you all the facts I think you need to make your choice.
Okay.
Sounds like fun. Are you ready to be a lawyer?
I think so. So I have to decide how long I thought they went to jail based on the facts.
Yes.
Correct.
Or if they didn't go to jail at all.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to get a beer.
Go for it.
You've passed the bar once before.
I did. Yeah, I did.
You did. On the way to Utah, you did way better than me.
Yeah, well, you know, that's property law.
So. Happy birthday, Peter. Say it. Happy birthday.
I can't say it like that, but I think you should unbutton your shirt while you say that.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, shit. What?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nicanor was just singing you a song.
I wasn't.
It looked like you were taking your shirt off.
No nonsense.
Well, no. For you. Matter. Only for you.
Oh, okay. As long as it's only for me, that would be just fine.
That's totally appropriate.
Yeah.
You didn't see.
Hold on, let me choose my first one.
Okay.
Because we can't start.
First case. Case the first.
Numero uno.
Good lord.
Okay, we'll start with...
The one that I know, so I won't answer.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Bullshit.
Yeah, can I should get a practice one, right?
Yeah, the one that I know.
That he knows.
Fine.
This one doesn't count. This is for none of the marbles.
But this is a bet. No, I'm not doing that one. Let me find a different one.
It is pretty good, Peter.
Here's one that Nicanor should know.
Shit.
But maybe he doesn't. And it's not my case.
Okay.
Let's just go off.
Is it
start with that. It is a what?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay. Bank robbery.
Bank robber. I like it.
There are two players. There's the getaway driver. Never goes into the bank.
The wheel man.
Right. And the dude who goes in and with the gun, takes the money, runs out, right?
Okay.
On his way out, shoots the security guard at the door.
We'll
kills
him.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck is the bank robber.
Dude number two. Dude number one is the driver guy. Right?
The wheel man.
So dude number one is Ryan just Gosling. Sitting outside the bank.
And Ben Affleck. You could tell how good we'd be as lawyers because I'd be like, okay, so he's like the Ryan Gosling. I got it.
So your client is number one, Ryan Gosling, driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's sitting outside the bank, right?
Right.
Guy number two goes in.
Ben Affleck
robs the bank. And on his way out, security guard tries to stop him, so he shoots him.
How many times?
Him.
Doesn't matter. Once. Kill them, right?
Just once.
Shoots and kills the security guard.
Yep. And then
Ben
they
Affleck,
get
son
out
of a bitch.
And they drive away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bags of money, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're guy number one. Mm-hmm. What is your sentence when you're convicted?
As so, Ryan Gosling.
So let me just clarify. We're okay. supposed to say what the sentence is. So how many years?
Yeah.
Now, okay. what's like a typical, I mean, do they say like, you know, 8 years or is there like a range? Do they usually go, I don't know, man, 15-ish?
For this one, there's only, if you're convicted of the top charge, and I can't tell you
because then what that would give away.
Then it would give away. So.
I know this one.
What is the sentence?
Guys, it's a car outside. I just figured it out.
It must be only one sentence if you're convicted of everything.
So what do you think, Peter?
So, and this is the driver we're talking mm-hmm. about, the Gosling.
Can I yep. ask another question?
Yes.
Does this change depending on the states? Are we talking just about
I don't think so.
Colorado?
Maybe.
Okay.
But I know it's true in other states.
Okay. I think I know this one.
You know the sentence?
Yes.
So you'd be like...
Yes.
All right, attention.
No, but you go first.
Okay. All right, everybody, stand up. Buddy, throw your hands up. Wave them up in the air. Like you just don't care because it's going to be a bad one. Although you may not have shot the man yourself, sir... you facilitated a horrible, violent act. And if you didn't think it was going to be violent, why'd you let him go running in there with a goddamn gun, dum-dum? So, for your buffoonery.
I like that word, buffoonery.
Buffoonery.
You should use that mm-hmm. in your job.
I'm going to sentence you to 17 and a half years.
Nicanor Diaz.
Okay. Now, because I listen...
okay.
And I love the person sitting to my right.
Uh-huh.
And she tells me these things.
I'm confused about where this is going.
Me too.
According to what she said,
mm-hmm.
this is my... If I get it wrong, it's not my fault.
You're blaming her if you get this wrong. Yeah. Okay.
The driver is charged with murder.
Murder.
Murder. And murder,
from what I've learned in the movies... carries 25 to life.
What?
Or in Colorado, just life.
So that's why I was asking if it varied between states or not. Because there's a game or a CD that's called like 25 to life. And that's
back in the old days.
That's what murder
how
was?
It used to be. Okay. Now, first degree murder is just life.
So my guess would have been 25 plus or life. He wasn't black, Peter. He was Mexican.
Ah, shit.
What if he was white?
Oh, quick. Oh, some Tim McGraw.
Sugar Ray. So wait, he was Mexican? He wasn't? Did we decide?
He was white, Katie says.
Oh. Just make him white.
Just make him white.
Let's make him white.
Yeah.
I need the facts, goddammit.
I like
I'm
it
not
better.
Playing around.
I like it better when they're
Peter,
white.
If you ever want to run for office.
If I have room for what?
If you ever want to run for office.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You don't give a killer 17 and a half years.
You give him 25
you
to
give
life.
Him life.
25. I don't even care. It's amazing. Every time I have a sentence in here, this is the song that's going to be in my head.
Slow motion.
Judge. Dim the lights.
Judge, stand up.
Or, I mean, maybe he's like a white guy.
I hear you find you 25 to life.
On the plus, we all get out of here, so have a good one.
Sunny?
Yeah. They take him away.
Hey, go to the pool now.
We can all feel good about it because it's a white guy, so it's like,
right.
That really makes me feel, yeah.
Even in after playing field.
Plenty of white guys.
There will be another white guy to take his place at the gas station.
Some of those darkies really crave the white meat in the jail.
Now, are we talking about black people or goths at this point?
I'm confused. Which darkies? There's some sirens outside.
There's sirens. There's a car that's been running for like a half hour. Almost positive that's what this noise is. All right,
what's the next one?
Appropriate. All right. Okay. We'll go with some stuff we... A DUI. Driving under the influence.
Ooh, a DUI. Okay. This I know something about.
You've been convicted of this similar offense three times before. So this is your fourth conviction.
This is my fourth DUI? Yep. Wait, my client's.
Fourth DUI.
Fourth DUI. Peter for the defense.
The fourth time you've been caught, how many times?
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, no.
Before we proceed, I think I should have some kind of... Do you have a nickname? I mean, I feel like, you know, there's the strong arm and the bulldog.
Me?
Katie does not have a nickname.
I mean, I would like
totally
one.
Get one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I always
well,
say
well, what
that
should be my nickname?
The chisel.
The chisel.
I think you have to pick a power tool or something like that, you know? The crowbar.
The crowbar.
The hacksaw, because it's like we get them fucking right out of jail.
Yeah.
It's like you baked it the right spoon. Into it.
The spoon?
The spoon.
It takes
like
longer, but it works.
I feel like that's not a good nickname. I think you need a stronger nickname. Like
Katie, the spoon.
It like might C4. Take 70 years, but she'll get you out of jail.
You may have to climb through a sewer pipe, but you will get out.
Katie the Stallone.
The Stallone.
The Stallone.
He got out of a jail once.
He did.
Sylvester?
In the movie I just saw.
What movie was
what
it?
What is it called? It Escape like from... or something. Escape Plan.
Oh, with was that good? With Schwarzenegger?
It was not good, but I did see it.
One of them designs the jail and then decides to be in the jail?
No.
To test to get out of it?
Stallone is a professional prison escaperist. Ooh. So what he does is he gets put in these jails and the people in the jail don't know that he's not a prisoner. And then after a month or so, he always escapes.
I hear lawsuit.
So, and then, you know, he exploits the weaknesses in their system. He escapes. Then he contacts them and he's like, there's problems with your prison. And then he tells them all about, turns out he was a lawyer.
What?
And
plot twist.
Here's what happened. A guy he convicted that he locked up got out. He escaped from jail, killed his family.
Killed whose family?
Stallone's.
Enter Schwarzenegger.
Can you imagine he's a lawyer?
No.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
It's like, what the fuck is this guy saying?
Obstruction hearsay.
So from then on, he decided he would do everything he could to keep these jailbirds locked up in a fucking jailbird cage.
So what does Schwarzenegger have to do with
this? That's preposterous.
So then he takes a job with like the CIA because they have the most... hyper secure prison of all time.
So he's a lawyer working now for the CIA.
He's not a lawyer anymore. He's a freelancer. He gets put
in
these jails.
He's a contract guy.
He's a contractor.
A consultant.
A consultant.
Can you be a lawyer consultant?
He's not a lawyer anymore.
So he was disbarred.
He's not. He quit.
He just stopped.
He has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but even
they burned him, Nick and Orr, so he quit.
You're still a lawyer if you stop practicing law.
That's like saying I'm still a McDonald's employee.
What?
No.
How did you just threw a bottle cap out of your ear?
It was sitting on his top of his head. Which is also preposterous, though.
We were watching the Aziz Ansari. Have you seen that one? Like Born, and he's like, black people, they're just amazed by magic tricks. They think it's the greatest thing in the world. She would have believed that this was a magic trick had you not said anything. I was like, did you see that? It came out of his ear.
These darkies and their magic tricks. Leave that to the imagination.
I'm just going to say that becoming an attorney, a lawyer, is not the same as working at McDonald's.
Well, yeah, that's
true.
If you don't
practice the law anymore, you're still a fucking lawyer.
That's true. Although you probably see a lot of the same people.
It's like
probably
if you
true.
Get a PhD.
And work with them.
Yes.
You get a PhD, and then you don't practice whatever PhD,
you're still a doctor.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I
guess so. But Stallone's not a lawyer. He gave up that life.
He's just the prison escapist professional.
You know what? When his family died, his lawyership died with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. He buried it all. So then he gets locked up in this super secret prison, you know, and he's got these escape codes and stuff. So Question.
Who made the prison?
Some guy designed it. An evil guy who's evil for no reason.
He was evil?
This is one of the problems with this movie. Okay. There's just this evil...
Evil person designed a prison?
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's crazy. I don't know. That was one of the big problems with the movie is, you know how sometimes you're watching a movie? This happens a lot like in a zombie movie. You're like, why is this one guy being such a dick? Like, he has to ruin it for he's ruining for everybody. He cannot just... I was watching The Walking Dead, you know? You're like, some of these guys are just like huge assholes.
Are you cut up?
No.
So, yeah, they're... I mean, like, the other sheriff guy, the other cop. What's his name?
Shane.
Shane is a fucking asshole. But he's not as much of an asshole as others, like Merle.
No. Yeah, Merle's just a dick.
Merle's a fucking
asshole. What's
wrong
with this guy? He's a hillbilly bastard dick. Anyway, all this comes back to, I think I need a lawyer nickname Merle. To proceed.
The chisel or
the chisel?
KDC4 Strobel?
That's a good one.
C4 is good.
I blow up.
What?
The victims.
The government.
The government.
Now, Nicanor, I think you should have one that's like got a good Spanish slang to it because that'll really attract you to those Spanish speakers.
Nicanor el jefe.
That's good.
El jefe de ellas.
How do you say dynamite in Spanish?
Dinamita.
Yeah, I like that.
Dinamita Diaz.
That's perfect.
It's perfect.
Dinamita Diaz.
That's the one.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Good. And now I just need to go to law school and pass the bar, guys.
No, you don't.
Perfect.
I mean, I don't feel like Frank Azar ever passed the bar. I feel like all he does is do the commercials.
I feel like he gets fatter Frank and Azar. Sweatier and does commercials. Mm, that's his big
arm. Have you read his Google
reviews? How much
reviews?
Shrimp can one man eat? No. I mean, seriously, he's pushing the limit.
I feel like he just goes around and does the food shrimps. Contest.
Like, come on in, come on in.
Yeah.
I feel like he gets home and his wife is like, how was work? He's like, I'm so tired from eating all these shrimp. He just passes out.
I was reading the reviews and I'm like, I called him because of his commercial and he is the worst attorney ever.
Where do you find reviews for attorneys? Like Yelp?
No, what's that website? Because I looked him up. There's a website where every single attorney...
I don't know. I've never been there.
...is
you
graded.
Told me.
How did I find that website?
I don't know. I wasn't graded at
all. I'll let you know. There's a website that grades every attorney, and then you find Frank Azar, and he's there, and the review is like, he's the worst attorney ever. Don't ever go to him.
That's because if you have to do a commercial to get clients, you're a shitty lawyer.
Yeah, that's true. I guess most lawyers don't do like,
commercials.
Especially
hey, everybody.
Bacchus and Bacchus.
Hire me. I'll get you $1 million.
If they give you a check for $100, that's because you're desperate to cash it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it until you call.
You can always tell. Is it martindale.com?
No, it's
superlawyers.com.
No, there's one that like grades lawyers.
Americanlawyer.com. Avvo.
Yes.
Avvo.
Oh,
yes.
Avvo.
AVVO.
Yep. Avvo.
What is? Let's see. Find a lawyer.
Find a lawyer.
Dynamite Diaz.
I'm not going to be there.
Do it.
Frank Azar. We should play this commercial just in case people don't know it, right? Now, Frank Azar has been terrorizing us with YouTune.com. What is that?
I love that word, terrorizing.
He's been terrorizing
us. We were youths.
Terrorizing.
Yeah.
Stay-at-home moms.
Yes.
At like 2 p.m.
And insomniacs.
And four-year-olds.
Right before Judge Judy.
I'm watching goddamn Nickelodeon, and it's like, I'm Frank Azar.
The strong arm.
Yeah.
If you've been into one of these, and then there's a broken car, I'll get you one of these, and there's a person.
With a big check.
Yeah, but this motherfucker.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, you need an attorney that'll
Okay, his mustache is growing into his mouth. It's not long. It's just the hairs curve around and back into his mouth like it's an oval that goes straight over his gums.
Taste.
He's in a completely fake kitchen that has a window that leads out to nothing.
I'm attorney Frank Azar, the strong arm. Bring your problems.
Okay, a car just fell on his desk.
He says problems, right? We should call him.
Hurt in a car wreck? Let me go to work to help you get the money you need for doctor bills, car repairs, pain and
car repairs.
Hurt in a car wreck and need your check? Call attorney Frank Azar at 505-344-6000.
car wreck and still haven't gotten your check, get strong. Call in the strong arm.
Be like, strong arm. I really don't like your commercials.
Strong arm, I just spoke with Nicanor Dynamite Diaz.
He says he can get me more.
El Dinamante.
Listen, this happened. He can get me $666,000.
On my fourth DUI. Now, let me tell you.
My car is destroyed.
Yeah. So he's been terrorizing us. Okay, he has one star.
Yeah, one star. Mm. And I think he has like one review.
Yeah, there's one review. He's got a 6.5 rating, which is good.
What?
Let's see. I do not recommend this TV ad lawyer. This is in all caps.
TV ad lawyer.
He's got no peer endorsements. Let's see.
That's all the review says?
No, it's got some more. Never ever got back to me after I signed up with Azar, and his office told me didn't know anything about my case or about Medicare, even though my case about an injury and a medical claim. I do not recommend Attorney Azar.
I'm a little concerned about that.
Is on that website as well.
No way.
Yes, she is.
But I have not been reviewed.
Damn it. Should we write a review?
We could.
I just had imaginary fourth DUI.
She is on that website.
I didn't find anything. Oh, she's not in Greeley.
No, Adams County. She... Can you beep some...
She's not even
can you, like,
here.
Put beeps when
I guess
say
I
things?
Can, yeah. I feel like I have to.
Yeah, that's...
42 minutes-ish. Okay. Anyway... Let's get back to the,
okay, the game.
I'm going to be the artichoke. That's my lawyer name.
Oh, Peter the artichoke Dirk.
Yeah.
Not the cucumber.
Like spiny on the outside, but on the inside, soft and delicious.
Not the spaghetti squash.
Especially when barbecued.
The spaghetti-o?
Spaghetti squash.
What is? I don't even know what that
Next
is.
Next time you go to the grocery store, look for the spaghetti squash.
I don't like to spend too much time in that aisles.
It looks like a giant penis.
Oh, okay.
That's
which is why
squash.
You like
the spaghetti squash.
I love it.
The plantain.
It only needs to be a little more darker hue.
Moister.
Peter, the baby carrot. How about that?
You go into Chino, like they call it in the Sons of Anarchy. It's like, I'm your lawyer, the baby carrot.
They call me the baby carrot. Like, you can just call me BC.
Out of embarrassment to me, I'll call you BC.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready for my next case. So my guy's got a million DUIs.
Not even a million. Listen, yeah. A fourth DUI is pretty common.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
So your blood alcohol level's like, let's say twice the legal limit.
Which is?
Mm-hmm. 0.08.
0.08 is the legal limit.
But
okay, so it was 0.16.
What if you get 0.06?
0.06 is under.
Do you still get something?
DWAI.
I have a breathalyzer here.
Let's do that. Let's say a fourth DUI. I don't even want to know where I'm at. Fourth DUI, you're a 0.06. So you're mm-hmm. actually a DWAI, but you have three prior convictions for alcohol offenses.
Okay.
Go.
So what do I convict this man to?
No accident.
I know what you get automatically.
Oh, fine. Go. Peter.
Sorry. Oh, you know there's an automatic?
Yeah.
Well, it's not automatic, though. There's a range, but it's the commonly accepted sentence is what?
All right. Honorable Judge Pete Baby Carrots presiding. Let's make this quick, people. I'd like to get home and... you know, do some eyebrow
Chink
maintenance.
And drive. Mm-hmm. Eyebrow maintenance.
So they always have weird bushy eyebrows in the movies, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you can't take 10 fucking minutes.
Buy a tweezer.
Do most judges wear like a suit under that robe, or do they just wear like a Hawaiian shirt and shit?
I'm pretty sure it's a Hawaiian shirt.
Clothes.
I have a judge who wears a bolo tie.
A what tie?
A bolo tie.
Like a Western tie.
Yeah,
with like the two strings.
Yeah, and he's got a handlebar mustache. It's pretty awesome.
I would be really scared if I got that judge. I'd be like, oh, Christ, he's going to revive the electric chair or something.
Is he nice?
He's awesome.
He's awesome, so you won't.
Oh, okay, so I won't have him.
So no. What's your...
In light of the facts that have come out in this case, which has been Nobody whirlwind. Had. I'd like to thank everybody for really putting on a good show here.
It was entertaining.
Sir, I'd like to thank you for, although you did these crimes, for showing up in nice attire.
If you wouldn't been drinking and driving, I wouldn't be sitting here judging you.
Yeah.
Thanks for leaving your Bud Light jacket at home.
Thank you for leaving the Bud Light jacket and the Marlboro Miles pants.
And the NASCAR hat.
NASCAR hat. Yeah, I appreciate that. I do think those pants could use a belt, but I'm not here to judge you on fashion, just crimes.
That's true.
Not crimes of fashion, just of law. I do think that we'll have to go with the automatic 90-day sentence.
Whoa.
Plus, I'm gonna need to revoke that license for 2 years, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna need you to report for random screenings. Mm-hmm. Now that's gonna go on for the next 2 years as well. They'll draw a color, and you may have to come in for a screening, maybe not.
It's almost right, Diaz.
Damn it.
I think mine is going to be almost right as well.
Dinamante.
And I'm not
going to
get it right. According to internal sources.
Okay.
Now she's going to be like, where the fuck did you hear that? Don't you listen when I talk to you? it doesn't matter if you get one does. It doesn't matter if you get 2, 3, 4, or 15. Mm-hmm. It's always mandatory 1 year jail.
Woo.
Is that correct?
Keep going.
Keep going. You finish.
I thought we were only supposed to choose how many years they got.
Okay.
So, I added some shit, man. I was like, you got to do some screening.
It's true.
With the mandatory year jail, they get their license revoked mm-hmm. for 1 year.
At least. On a fourth, it's usually longer.
Okay. I didn't know that. I was just under the impression of the jail.
I understand.
So I'm going to go 1 year jail, 1 year license,
mm-hmm.
And that's it.
So, in Colorado, on a fourth offense,
because mm-hmm. I would just like to say that a fourth offense is still not a felony.
Correct.
How many does it take for a felony?
There is None. Nothing.
Oh, so you can have unlimited. So once you have like three, you might as well just fucking keep on rocking.
Right. Probably. As long as, here's the problem comes later.
Great but, endorsement on the show, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep drinking and driving, guys.
Hey man, if you got three, just keep that train rolling.
You got to space them out, though. Because if you get three within 7 years,
it's
then you're habitual
offender.
Oh, okay. See, then, you got to get one every 3.5 years.
Right. You got to space them out.
I mean, that's about what the
so
people
So when
that,
you start high school, then when you graduate average. High school, then when you finish college.
Yeah.
When it works out well, if you're really good about doing your probation, you'll be done with your probation by the time it's time to pick up your next DUI, and then that helps you space them out.
To be done. Okay.
So in any case, in Colorado, on your fourth DUI now, you'll get a year of jail.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
There's
what did I say, 90 days?
You said 90. The minimum is 60
well,
days.
Well, I was considering time served as well.
Sure, sure. The mandatory minimum is 60 days, but in my experience, you get a year. And then you get a mandatory 2-year term of probation with alcohol classes and community service, monitored sobriety, which is typically P-tests at random, starts at 3 times a week, goes down from there.
Now,
plus fines.
What is an alcohol class? I won't. Hey, guys.
It's like, hey,
please
dudes.
Please stop.
Yeah. So
could you not do this?
You have to do 24
so
hours, which is 1 hour a week, of learning about stuff, drinking, I guess, and driving. Mm-hmm. And then that, you have to do like 48 or 63, I can't remember, hours of therapy after that. So it's like 24 weeks of class about drinking. And
you have to pay out of your own pocket.
Yeah, and it's like $20 a fucking class.
How much is the breathalyzer?
Breathalyzer is like $10 a pop.
And this is the breathalyzer that goes in your car?
Yeah,
well, no, that's
that
separate.
Or is that a whole other
that's
thing?
That's another thing.
What's the breathalyzer?
The breathalyzer is the color. Where you have your blue and you call
and you
in
and
they're like, blue has to take a test by 4.
And
gotcha.
Then I've recently started listening to this like rap radio station and they advertise for the special insurance.
SR22.
SR22.
For people who have DUIs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it only comes the up DMV in the rap station. I you know, I'm not going to say
imagine
anything,
that. SR22.
You get a DUI, son!
Get your SR22!
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar! Seconds, SR22.
Oh my God, that's a real thing, huh?
Yeah, there's a commercial of... Have you gotten a DUI? Do you need insurance? Contact us now. Oh, God.
That's so depressing. Why don't you contact us? It's going to be great.
Endorsed by 2 Chainz.
By T-Pain. Is the commercial auto-tuned?
It has to be. Like come on. What music is in the background? 2 Chainz.
If ODB were still alive, he would be on SR22.
Damn straight.
Yo, son, you get your third DUI, you get your car taken away, you missing those sweet rims. Let me tell you how to get back in your whip. SR22, SR-dub-dub. Call now, receive a free picture of gold for your phone.
Pretty funny.
Something like that.
Yes. Like that, yeah.
I hope so.
Kay. I wouldn't be surprised if you get a call in the next couple days.
It's going to be amazing.
We need a new spokesman.
We heard what you did. We loved it. We thought it was extremely professional.
We particularly enjoyed the dub dub part.
Yeah. Dub dub. That's great.
Okay. So what's all next? Right.
Now we'll get to the more serious cases.
Yeah. Ooh, now we're getting real.
So then, a little while ago,
let's kill some people.
I moved from DUIs to felonies. So let's consider the fact that we're in felony land now.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a friend of mine who had 2 cases, but eventually he was only convicted in 1 case because we had a plea agreement.
Let's just call him Nick. N. Nor.
Yes. And Mr. Nor.
Nora. Please.
Mr. Nora.
He was a friend of yours?
Yeah.
And he was convicted?
At the bus stop.
Okay. As we've all been.
Right. And he was... Oh, I don't remember. So anyway, he's at the bus stop. The cops, for some reason, are at the bus stop, too.
And taking the bus,
just chilling at the bus stop.
Illegal search.
We lost our car, so we just take the bus now. Okay. Actually, cops should just ride the bus.
They really should.
I think that would solve a lot of problems.
It's true.
They didn't have a car; they weren't shooting by all the time.
Client or friend is acting weird, and he gets on the bus. And then
he finds out there's a bomb. If they drop below 60 miles an hour.
I remember now. So a client has an argument with his lady friend.
On the bus.
And then cops are...
That's how it always starts.
Cops are called to the bus stop after the fight or the disagreement.
Okay.
And then so the cops are there. Client gets off the bus.
Okay.
And cops are like, hey, man, why don't you stop and talk to us? And... So the dude stops and is like, nothing's going on or whatever. And the cops are like, we think you have weapons. And they pat him down. He's got a bulge in his...
In between his legs.
Ball area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it does not feel
like he does.
A bulge, yeah.
Doesn't feel like a part of his anatomy.
Is he a darkie?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
He should have got
all know that darkies are gifted.
Anyway, no.
It's true. Yeah. But this one is a little more...
You said that with conviction. How do you know?
I'm just saying...
It's true. She
Here's
says.
What I'm saying is that the density,
Objection.
The density of the bulge in this man's pants is not the same density so as his other man's pants.
He was harder and larger
than most ever.
This
soft
is a
ball
great, okay.
in his pants. Okay,
is this an expert opinion over there, ma'am?
Listen, I'm just quoting you the police report.
Mr. Hugecock, take the stand, please.
I thought you were actually talking to somebody named Huge.
If you could pull down your pants and just whip it for a little while in front of the
we'll
jury
to
prove...
To prove your...
That your search was girth. Inadequate, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway...
Yeah.
So the cops pat him down. They say, hey, what's this bulge in your pants? And the guy says, hey, that's my balls. And the cops say, it's a little harder than balls should be.
You should go to a hospital.
Was he like checking his own balls as he passed? Like,
no, the cops are touching this man's parts.
But how do they compare? I mean, they say it's harder than what it should be.
It's like,
is he actively comparing his balls?
I don't know. It's I never asked that question.
My balls aren't that hard, buddy.
Oh, you're saying, does he keep one hand on his own his top balls?
Yeah, while he's touching
to compare
he's
like, and be like, according to my
balls,
using my own balls as a baseline. Your balls.
I mean, I don't know, guys. Okay. It's harder than what...
And listen, I'm touching your balls, so I'm pretty hard right now. Balls don't hurt.
They should make a gun that's shaped like balls.
Jesus
Christ. That would solve everything. And has a soft grip.
This train. This train is just off the tracks.
Yeah, it's got like a balls on the bottom of the gun. Nicanor's like...
He's tickling the balls.
Yeah, tickling
of his
balls lightly as he's shooting someone. He's killing
you
fire a man
it by tickling the balls. How do
you
know? You
tickle
there's
the balls
no trigger.
Fast.
How do you know when it's going to fire?
You never know. Yeah. Sometimes in a minute, sometimes. It just happens.
In seconds.
You gotta be careful. Don't put your face in front of it.
Never point it at anything that you don't want it to shoot.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Unpredictable. So anyway, that's number one, and then they search him, and what do you know? There's a soft ball of crack in this man's pants.
Oh, it was drugs. I thought it was a gun this whole time.
Crack cocaine.
Excellent.
In his balls.
In his
ball area.
In his parts. We're not sure.
Probably tucked between the dick and the balls, right? That's right.
That's where I would put it if I had a soft
maybe a
ball
little harness around the dick, like a
cocaine
horse bridle thing.
Harness with a horse bridle.
To keep it in place.
Sure.
Case like number, we all have to.
Right. Like you do.
Several times.
Yeah.
Case you're traveling abroad and you want to keep your wallet safe.
You know that $10.
Put two alligator clips around. And then
right there. And then when you go pay for something, you're like, excuse me. You pull your pants down.
Yeah.
Let me just get this soft ball.
Do I need to take it out of the wallet or is it fine?
I'll just leave the wallet and it's all.
I mean, I don't know a lot about crack, but I think you have to put it in a spoon or something and melt it before you smoke it. And when it's been around your parts,
and
it
your
seems
balls
really disgusting.
I'm just going to say that. You don't want to say that. She is an expert on crack, so if you've been pulled over or arrested
totally
for crack possession, she will defend you.
It's true. For free.
Think of what this person went through with balls. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, so then case number two is dude is same guy. Caught.
Please let it be ball related.
It's not. It's like in
he was
apartment
smuggling a prostitute in his balls.
A midget.
So then they send like a confidential informant, a snitch.
A CI.
A CI.
We know the terms.
To this dude's apartment and he's selling. Well, he's not. Okay. So he sells crack to the CI.
Okay.
And the cops go and they find a bunch of drugs in the drawer. So distribution,
damn it,
of a shitload of crack and then a bunch of crack in your pants. We plead him to possession with the intent to
distribute.
Yes.
Because he had a lot.
Yes. We plead him with distribution.
Distribute with the intent, possession with the intent to distribute. And we have to keep in mind while we sentence him that he has his balls are made out of crack cocaine.
Correct.
Okay.
Are made out of.
According to the cop.
Biologically speaking, this man's
he
balls.
He pees liquid crack.
So he's had a prior offense of ball crack.
We got that one. So we got, it's two cases at once. We get one dismissed. He has prior felonies.
Oh, the ball checking, you get dismissed.
Yeah.
So the jury doesn't know.
So we're just talking
that
about the.
Jury doesn't. The judge knows.
But the jury doesn't.
We never go to trial.
But I know.
Oh, he pleads.
Baby carrot knows.
So what does he plead to?
Baby carrot knows. He pleads to distribution.
Distribution with the intent to sell.
So what is his sentence?
What is his sentence?
All rise. Everybody, thanks for coming out today. I know we're all busy, so let's get this wrapped up. What a case, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a ride. It's been emotional for me.
Judge.
I hope that for you guys it's been emotional, but it's okay. We should exchange emails after this, you know, in case
the
anyone
judge
wants
is not
to
allowed to say that. That would be great. Reconnoiter. If the judge says that.
What?
What he's saying right now.
It would be amazing.
What a ride, you guys. Especially for you. Let the record know I'm pointing at the defendant.
And his balls are made of crack. Yeah.
Prosecution.
Congratulations to
we
you.
We need to exchange notes after that, man.
Prosecution, pretty airtight. Mm-hmm. Defense. Mm-hmm.
Not
had
so
some
much.
Good lines in there, but I wasn't feeling it so much. You know, it was not your best effort.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
That's true.
So I'm going to have to go with a pretty good sentence here because I feel like we sentence people pretty hard for drugs. Okay? I don't like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely fun.
They are.
However, they need to be...
As the mayor of Toronto.
Make sure that we Woo! Keep non-whites in jail based on them. That's kind of the system we've got. So...
Exactly right.
Wow. I think I'm going to have to say I would like to sentence him to... 15 years in the crazy magnet boot prison from Face Off.
Nice.
So somebody kills somebody, you give him 17 years.
This guy, and a half.
This guy gets charged with possession with the intent.
Now, wait a
drugs
second.
Kill people,
tribute.
Too.
And he didn't kill some. He drove the car.
He sold the drugs.
Now, I feel like that we'll you know, he did bring the killer to the kill point, but that's like convicting the bus for bringing the bum to the place to ask me for change years. And pissing
he's
me off.
He's selling the drugs to the people.
15 years.
He's making the drugs and he's selling them.
Well, he's probably selling them to
scum. You
know,
you could be right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want this man off the streets.
Mm. I'm going to go with 5.
Years? 5 years?
Yep. 5 tops.
Jesus.
Tops?
Tops.
Mm. No one's right.
Damn it.
Are we doing like closest without going over? Like Price is Right? Or are we doing
closest?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you go over or not. So if it's like 11, then Peter wins.
Yeah.
He receives 8 years in prison.
Would you say 5? Damn it. 8.
Hooray, you guys.
With 3 years of parole.
It does now. Fuck parole.
All right.
That's too hard. Yeah, I don't know that either.
Okay, next case.
Damn it. Nicanor is a much better judge than me.
I remember the ball touching, but I didn't remember what he got.
8 years.
Okay. Check out them balls.
Lady drug dealer sells to confidential informant out of her apartment.
How attractive is she out of 10?
Not. Black.
Whoa!
Immediately, all black ladies, not attractive.
No, I'm just saying she's not attractive.
How attractive is she out of 10?
Guys.
She's black. Ooh, that's not even in the scale from 1 to 10.
I'm just saying not attractive and black.
Not a babe.
Not a babe.
This is not Tyra Banks. Circa 1996.
The darky from The Witchcraft.
Negative.
Feruza Balk.
Old lady.
This is not Aisha Tyler.
This is not Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell. This is not Oprah.
She's 40, but she looks like she's 60.
She could be Oprah. Oof.
Yes,
this lady's had a hard life.
She,
it's a hard
she has a couple
life
prior. No, she has 8
us
prior felonies.
8.
Yep.
She really racked them up. Okay.
Mostly for drugs.
Good. All right. So, unattractive lady. So, I'm not letting her skate on that one.
And she's dealing drugs?
She's dealing them.
That bitch.
Is that all? So, she's a drug dealer.
She's a drug dealer.
What drugs is she dealing
crack
here? Crack.
She's got, so she's selling crack. She
and did
sells
she
crack
mold a fake vagina out of crack? Is that?
Is her man crack balls guy? So she would just go and grab some balls from her man
you
and
know,
then sell it on the street.
Get them balls.
Hey, that would be, you should start a dating
service.
Crackballs.com.
Yeah. Well, you know, drugdealers.com and then be like, you drug dealer man, she's a drug dealer. You get together like Christian Mingle. Inmatesmingle.com.
This sounds extremely illegal somehow.
Right?
No, it's for them to date, not to drug deal.
They're just looking
no,
for
right,
love.
But you want to
crack
find
addicts looking for love.
So you're getting, yeah, just like that. Dealers. We're talking about
crack
dealers
looking for love.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
it's
they
romantic
should just quit dealing crack and then do
I
love
mean, come on.
Druggies.
That sounds judgmental.
Sexies. I feel like I need to stop being selfish before love, let alone dealing crack. I think crack is
maybe
way...
Maybe if you start dealing, it'll help.
Help me be less selfish. Help me find a nice black lady
-3
20 years beyond her times.
Okay, so she's found guilty of what?
Distribution.
Oh, let's see.
But she's a lady.
Now, do I like this? Is she like a nice old, like,
any?
Child? She's not a nice old lady.
Any priors that the judge knows of?
Eight.
Eight priors?
And she's a mean old witch?
She's just a drug lady.
Eight priors, because we've learned about something, Peter. I don't know if you've learned, but I've learned.
Okay.
Something that's called habitual offender.
She's not habitual. Not,
okay, good.
Really?
So eight priors.
This is her ninth?
Within what, the last 20 years?
60. I don't know.
60 years?
She's, okay, so she's, no, that's a lie.
Once you get cut the third time after like 10 years, shouldn't you be like, I'm really not good at this if I keep getting caught?
Nicanor, it's crack. Have you ever had crack?
I have, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. Out of a man's balls.
It must have been amazing.
I set those balls on fire and
smelled the fumes.
I can't believe he told you it came from his balls. I feel like that would be a negative.
Listen.
Or does it make it better?
Gives depends it an earthy aroma.
Like guy. A nice...
Depends on the blank. Yeah, nice if it's aroma? Like a Tyrese Gibson, what the hell?
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is not...
Is that how they do their... They rate it? Right, this is so, some Denzel balls. Right. This is...
Morgan Freeman down there. This who's lady. The guy from the Green Mile?
Debo from Friday. Michael Clark Duncan balls.
Yeah, rest in peace. Mike Tyson.
Tyson balls.
Man, these balls, man. These balls.
Okay.
Eight priors and distribution. Go.
All rise. Okay, take a seat. Can't remember if you guys stay standing during this part. I think the defendant, old black lady, I'd like you to stay standing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you've had a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have followed in different footsteps. Let's take a look back. You know, as a child, you could have been, you remember when you were a child jumping those jump ropes with your friends?
Because that's what black people do.
Screaming extremely loudly on the subway.
Like on the Sesame Street.
Oh, the number of beads in your hair. Mm-hmm. Where did those beads go?
In my ass.
Beads. Then you grew up to be a teen. A you could have looked up to a good role model like Mavis Beacon and taught people how to type. But instead, you went a different way. Crack way. You went down the crack highway of hell. And as an adult, you could have, you know, there's a lot of ways you could have gone. You could have been the first black woman in space.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, the first space. Black woman in space. For all we know. Has there been a black woman in space?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know.
Bailiff, please check on black women mm-hmm. in space.
Verify. Absolutely.
Please Google that.
I will totally. No.
No.
At any rate, wow. What a life you've had. I want to show no disrespect to that.
Mm.
What was your name again? Dottie?
Yeah.
Dottie.
That sounds like a good name.
Dottie, I'm going to have to throw the book at you, which I know doesn't mean a lot to you because you can't read. But that book is a long one. It's War and Peace, which I estimate in prison it's going to take you approximately 14 years to finish.
Mm.
Good guess.
So enjoy. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, huh?
They're going to redeem.
Court adjourned.
yeah, all of what he said. I'm going to go 15 years.
1 year.
What?
One.
Why?
Because she's a lady.
Did she look like a syrup lady or something? What
that's
the hell?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
1 year.
So eight prior convictions eight. Of distribution?
Yes. Wait one minute. Year.
And how long did Crackballs Man get?
Eight.
Eight.
What the fuck?
Right?
This is not. This is corrupt.
This is sexist.
This system is corrupt.
She's a lady, guys.
At this point, I wish I had a vagina.
Whoa.
Yeah,
a
you
mangina.
Do.
Yeah, you should.
Either one. Either one.
Gay people I mean, get less.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Does that work?
I don't know.
I killed someone.
I'm gay.
And I'm gay. I've never had that defense before.
I'm gay.
So that was 1 year in prison?
Yep.
And then how much?
A year parole.
I don't think
isn't
I would cut someone's
crazy?
Slack for gay.
Isn't this crazy? I mean, you think about it, right?
Okay.
8 years of distributing and 8 years, how many years?
Nicanor's very upset.
He's whipping cords around.
How many years in between of the 8 times she's been caught? So distributing for the last 20 years, we'll just give her a year in jail.
Screw it. She's no biggie. Why make a big thing out of it?
Yeah. She's a woman.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah. Is this a good one?
I hope it's the one I think it is.
Okay. Friend is fucking wasted. Okay, Nicanor versus Peter. Okay. Nicanor never had a felony conviction. Okay. Baffles us all, right?
Yeah.
In his life.
Beats the odds.
Wasted. Comes home and he's roommates with Peter Dirk.
Okay.
Peter's like, hey, dude, chill the fuck out.
Hey,
you're a little out of control.
Bruh.
Take it down. You're at an 11. I need you to 7.
Bruh, I'm a son. Sons of Anarchy, bruh.
Okay.
Don't tell me what to do. I do what I want.
Bruh.
You do what you want.
So Nicanor. So Peter's like, hey, man, go to bed. And Nicanor's like, fuck you. I'm not going to bed.
Bruh.
Hey, go to bed.
Are you my fucking mom, bruh?
Maybe it's time to go to bed.
Gemma.
So then. Then Nicanor goes to the kitchen. He's like, fuck you, I'm not going to bed. Then he gets a knife.
Wow.
Bruh.
All right, well, I'm going to... Okay.
Fucking knife, bruh.
And then Peter's like, hey, man, no, really, go to bed. And Nicanor's like, fuck you, and he stabs you right in your stomach.
Jesus Christ.
And Peter's like, you stabbed me. And Nicanor's like, fuck you, I hope you die.
Bruh.
Wow.
And then
we're roommates. This worked out really well.
Was I drunk or high or something?
You're fucking wasted.
You're real wasted.
You're real drunk.
What happens when you tell me to go to bed, brah?
I don't want to go to bed.
Brah.
Okay.
All right. So
I recognize I made somewhat of a mistake here.
Best friends. One stabs the other one, fucking hammered, in the stomach.
Hey, I'm going to go get another beer in the kitchen.
Yeah, okay.
Where are the knives?
I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
I threw them all away. The knife block just has knife handles in it, so don't even take them out because they'll just fall around.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah. They're actually poisoned, so be careful.
Those are the facts. Go.
So how long does Nicanor get? Well, he fucking stabbed me in the stomach. He gets a million years.
The same one that I know of?
Mm-hmm.
I bury him in the swamp.
Because I know what this guy gets.
I would say that he gets hit in the head with a sledgehammer and buried in the swamp.
So you want to kill him. Life. Death.
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 Chair.
Lethal injection of sledgehammer.
And chair. Both
and
at the
chair.
Same time.
Yeah.
And then we place bets to see which one kills first.
Stoning.
And then, we'll have people throwing rocks at him and then a big ogre, the hammer.
Yeah, Cyclops.
Perfect.
You really kill this guy, Peter?
Yep.
You'd kill me.
You stabbed me in the stomach, you son of a bitch.
Did you die?
No.
Oh, am I fine?
You're great.
Did he ruin my organs and
just
stuff?
Just have a little
Can
scar.
I, still eat Wendy's? And?
From what we know.
Oh,
fucker.
Well, okay.
You want to kill me for giving you a
I might take
war
it back
scar?
A little then.
Fuck, man.
I mean, I'm still pretty pissed off.
Just once. He just stabbed you a little stab.
Dude, you told me to go to bed. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Not stab you?
Yeah, I did escalate it. You're right. Mm-hmm. I should have known.
You should have known better.
Learn your
you
place,
asked for
man.
It.
I should have not done that.
When was the last time I told you to go to bed?
Wow. Well,
go ahead.
All rise. Well, Mr. Diaz, you had quite a wild ride, didn't you? Hope you had fun. Hope you had fun.
They don't call me Wild Toad for anything.
They don't call you Mr. Dynamite for nothing. How the mighty have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Once a proud injury lawyer, now a stomach stabbing, roommate
sorry,
having.
This is a war, and now I've won.
Okay.
No remorse. That's
no
nice. That'll help. That'll help.
Yeah, Judge, he deserved it.
Just for the
record. During the fight.
I semi-agree.
I came victorious.
I do agree with you on some level. However,
after all, my name means victorious.
You're an adult. Nobody tells you when to go to bed.
Except for my
That's
mom.
That's true. in light of the facts I've learned, and mostly the stomach stabbing facts, I'm going to give you 180 days.
Mm.
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good. However.
Case adjourned.
However, if I remember correctly, I get a big fat zero.
What? probation.
Son of a bitch.
But so, he's really sorry.
I would like to say
so the Nicanor in the case was not like the Nicanor in life where correct. He's like, Jesus Christ. No big thing. You're fine. I gave you a scar. You're welcome.
Right. He was like, I'm really sorry, buddy.
Expert, is a knife a deadly weapon?
Yes.
And would this be considered attempt of murder?
No.
No. Why not?
Well, it could have been charged, but it wasn't that way.
How was it charged?
Second degree assault. Serious bodily injury.
Damn it.
0 days.
Zero days.
Well,
no
he probably
jail.
Did like a night in jail or something.
Let's go to the next case.
What night in jail?
So the next
that
case.
That ain't shit.
Dude is our next friend has a juvie record from when he was a young boy.
And how old
youth.
Is he now?
He's like 25.
Okay.
He has some friends who he thinks
seems likely.
Who he thinks broke into his apartment and stole some shit.
Okay.
So he goes over to his friend's house to confront them, and on the way over, he says, "I'm coming for you."
Coming for you, motherfucker.
Text message.
Nice.
So your shit.
Smart.
You come.
It's
me.
Good. You want them to experience the terror in the moment, and as you come over.
It's true. Yeah. So he gets there outside. He parks outside their apartment. They come out. Dude grabs a bat out of his truck. They run. Friends run from him. He chases them down.
Okay.
One gets away. The other one ends up by the pool and he trips, falls down, and our friend comes over and hits him with the bat and breaks his arm.
Jesus Christ.
In front of another totally unrelated person who's can corroborate the whole thing.
Just some witness. Grandma trimming her
they
hedges or some
witness.
Shit.
Right.
A witness. A third party witness, as we say.
Okay.
Go.
So this Nicanor came over and cracked someone in the arm with a bat.
Broke it.
Broke his arm.
The aggressor here?
It's just easier if we keep it consistent. Nicanor comes over and breaks my arm with a bat, and some lady saw the whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. He stole your shit, man.
All right.
You fucking stole my shit, so I'm going to come at you, brah.
Here's the problem I have with this case, sir. It's premeditated. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem. That's a problem for me.
Is it really?
I need you to understand that planning to do these crimes is also kind of its own mini crime. Therefore, I'm going to have to give you a pretty harsh sentence.
What are you, some fucking kind of attorney?
Hey, man, he was super sorry at his sentencing hearing.
Dude, I didn't mean to break your arm. You stole my shit. What am I supposed to do? Call the cops?
Let's calm down.
He's bipolar.
Not medicated.
Correct.
Not medicated?
Not medicated.
Does the judge know all this when he imposes a sentence?
Yes.
All right. Well, then I'm going to refer you to 50 hours of psychiatric treatment where you're going to get the electric chair, but the one that's just on your head. And if that doesn't work out, then we'll have a re-meeting and then maybe give you the regular chair.
I like
it. How about that?
You're going to kill me for breaking some guy's
also,
arm.
I'm going to let your friend hit you with a broom handle. Well, the guy you hit with a baseball bat.
Oh,
we're going to blindfold you pinata style, and you're not going to know when it's coming, and he's going to hit you with a broom handle.
I spit candy out of my mouth.
Yeah. You have to give him a candy bar every time he hits you. He's blindfolded. You're not. You're running around the room. It's kind of like Marco Polo.
I like it.
Case closed.
So how many years?
That's it.
None years.
No years.
I think, what did I say? Some days of psychiatric remittance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 90 days. So you can get the help you need.
Nicanor?
I'm going to say, fuck you. You're going to jail for 8 years.
8 years in jail?
Yep.
Correct.
What the fuck?
For breaking somebody's arm. But hey, I'm going to stab you in the stomach.
Yeah.
And that's just gonna
none
give you nothing.
Days.
Yeah, you'll be good to go. This was when Katie...
I'm very confused.
When
me too.
Not Katie, but the person next to me told this to me.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking unreal. How does somebody who stabs somebody else just walks away. Somebody breaks somebody else's arm.
Like, it's 8 years. That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For pretty similar.
Right.
In terms of bodily harm, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have my arm be my arm broken than somebody stabbing me with a knife.
So, I mean, am I qualified to be a judge? Because I'm just guessing. But it seems like they're just good. Guessing
I think
as well.
That's what they do.
They're just making shit
they're
up.
They're like, shit, I remember this somewhere. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's completely
just like, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years.
What was the reason why this person got 8?
It was a revenge. He took the law into his own hands.
See,
they don't like
you,
that, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call the cops when someone steals.
They don't
from
like
you.
Batman stuff.
No. And I think the premeditation has a lot to do with it too.
Look, I'm coming for you was a big deal.
The heat of the moment,
mm-hmm.
like something just happens and you just grab a baseball bat and hit him.
Mm-hmm.
That's much lesser
right,
than
like you're
I'm
having
gonna
a fight
chase
and I'm gonna
you
stab
down,
you. Mm-hmm.
Right. And once you're on the ground, I'm gonna keep hitting you until I break your arm.
So what I need to do is put something in my every room of my apartment that would be good for hitting.
Yes.
Because then I can pretend if I do beat someone to death, I'm like, yeah, it's just fucking sitting
self
here.
Self-defense, man.
You know,
that
there's like
thing
a little
right there.
Cinder block.
The lamp?
No, the oh, fucking
that hammer
cell phone.
Thing?
Oh,
that's a deadly
Zach Morris
weapon.
Cell phone.
I think
weighs
it's huge.
45 pounds.
Yes, that'll do.
Yeah, or if I smashed a beer bottle over someone's head.
I mean, one of those bricks will do it.
Yeah, just smash a brick on someone's head.
Or whatever that spear wooden thing is. What's
that's
that?
A flute.
I don't
a
know.
A stake?
I don't actually know.
The vampire yeah. thing. Yeah.
Take a look at that. I don't
that's
know what it
totally
is.
Totally a vampire stake. It's got even a little point on the end.
I got this at an auction. It's a long story, but no one knew what it was. I think it says like mystery tool.
How much did you pay for it?
Yeah. And I bid $5 on it and won it. And I, to this day, do not know. It's like a hammer handle with like a serrated bottle opener on the top.
If you take a picture, submit it to the subreddit.
There's a subreddit so I can say what the fuck
is
this thing.
Oh, Nicanor is obsessed with the Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit is pretty great.
I...
Peter said it, not me.
Fine. Fine. People...
Nothing like them space dicks, huh? Thumbs up from Nicanor.
Nicanor's like, yes.
He came back sticks. In the room just to make sure and give us a thumbs up.
All right, I've got another one for you. Nicanor.
All right.
I don't know if he knows the answer, but he knows the story.
Okay.
So my friend is on probation.
Okay.
It's getting revoked because he hasn't shown up in a while.
When you say your friend, mm-hmm. this is your person you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is at a hotel. He's a passenger in a car that gets pulled over for like a DUI stop.
Okay.
And he's in the back seat. And the officer comes to the car. And he's talking to everybody. Asked my buddy for his birthday. And he's like 28 years old or looks at like 30-ish, right? And gives a birthday for 1964.
Okay.
The officer goes back and runs.
So that'd be like me being like, I don't know, 1958.
Right, right. Okay. And the cop's like, you don't really match the age you should be.
Yeah.
Like, you look younger. So he goes back and says, hey, man, what's your birthday again? He gives him the same birthday, but it's still, he's like, you would be like, you know, 50, 60
You're
years old.
An old man.
Right. And so why don't you, you know, give me your driver's license?
Yeah.
So... He reaches down and he's like, let me get my wallet. And he comes back and pulls out a gun and aims it at the officer out the window, fires the gun. Officer ducks, so he misses.
Nice.
Car speeds off, goes down I-25, shootout on I-25, five officers.
Shooting from their cars?
No. The only person shooting is my friend out the back window.
Cops don't get to do anything.
Getaway car. I cannot believe they didn't fire back.
But they didn't shoot back?
No.
They didn't kill him.
And then they're heading for the border.
The Wyoming border.
Oh, okay.
The wrong border.
Does that... Wait a minute.
No.
Before we... That does nothing, right? They can't just
work.
Be like, ah, shit, he's gone.
No. No.
Welcome
to Wyoming.
They're like, guys...
You gotta go the other way, man.
They're like, no, feel free to keep chasing a criminal who is shooting at you.
Correct.
It's okay. Okay.
Correct. So
then, this was a horrible plan.
Yes.
So maybe if they could have made it to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't even make it, like, to Greeley from Thornton.
Okay.
They make it to like some field in between.
Louisville.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're driving through. So then they turn off into the field.
Like 5 minutes then.
Right. Okay. And end up crashing the car into some sort of concrete culvert.
Perfect.
Everybody runs out of the car. Cop still doesn't shoot
They
him.
Don't. Still, they still
this is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They just clip him with
I'd
the
like
car
to
and he
commend
like
them
falls
for their
over.
Amazing restraint.
Me
They're
too.
Like driving at like 5 miles an hour and just clip him with just, the car.
Oh, wait, he hits him with his car?
Yeah. And then he just like falls over and they arrest him. They find a gun later in the culvert. Okay. So that's
gun
attempted murder of one police officer, but he pleads eventually to one count, naming 5 cops that he tried to kill.
Jesus.
Sentence.
I was there for the sentencing.
Cop killer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
17 and a half.
That's my sentence that I invented. All rise. All rise like a delicious Pillsbury popover. Mm-hmm. Available in your freezer section at your local grocery store.
Do you have some?
Sponsored. This court today is sponsored by Pillsbury.
How much? I think that's a great idea.
Sponsor court.
How can you introduce judges doing a little jingle before they sentence?
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. But first, a message from our sponsor. Today we've got our sponsor, Audible.com. Download free audiobooks when you put in your email address. 30-day trial. Now they've got everything on there. You say you like to read murder mysteries? Boom. Audible's got it. You like biographies? Of Malcolm X? Boom. Audible.com.
We're not making a joke about killing Malcolm X when we say boom.
Put in the promotional code COURT, COURT, and get a free 30-day trial.
You guys just talk about that promo.
All right. Talk about that. Well, that's all the whole thing.
So what did you get?
What would I convict this man? Sir, while I would like to commend you for giving a very entertaining chase cross country, which I appreciate.
Your aim is horrible.
You're horrible at guns. real bad at guns. I don't know what gave you the idea that would be an appropriate thing to do. However, I do appreciate that you tried here. You know, a lot of people don't really try that hard to make it entertaining for the rest of us. I also think that, you know, the cops didn't shoot at you is surprising. I'm getting a finger here.
No. Continue.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
In light of all that, however, I mean, that's pretty insane that you just shot at him. Also, I was really amused by the part where the cop hit you with his car and would have liked to ask more questions. So I wish the defense had asked more.
Isn't it crazy that the cop, I mean, I was there. The cop testified. Mm-hmm. The one that was like immediately shot at.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that the cops didn't kill him? I mean, they've been killing dogs left and right for nothing. Yeah,
right?
This guy shoots at them and is like, let's not kill him.
Yeah. I feel like someday, if they came into your house, they'd be like, well, we had to shoot your dog. He was a little too low to the ground. It was very suspicious.
He was a basset hound. And, yeah.
His eyes were clearly bloodshot. He'd been on a PCP for hours. In light of all the facts we've come across today, let's see, Mr. Cop Shooter Adder, discharging a weapon in public on the highway, that's a big deal. I'm pretty sure that's a fucking huge problem.
It's crazy that this fucker didn't hit anybody else.
It's very crazy that you didn't hit anyone else, fucker.
Well, that was mean.
Yeah, well, so is shooting at people, I have to say. So with all that in mind, I'm going to have to go with... Well, let's see. I could probably knock off a good year if I see the dash cam footage of you getting hit with the
cop
car.
He was sorry. Apologized profusely.
He's really sad.
You know, my father had wise words once that said, sorry doesn't cut it, son. You went too far.
But it
helps. If I spilled a pitcher of Kool-Aid on the floor, sorry, it was good. If I drove a car out of his driveway and shot at his home, I don't think it would have worked.
But is it better to drive the car to the driveway and then drive it through the porch and say, you deserved it?
Uh-huh.
Or say, you know what, man? Sorry.
I hit the wrong pedal.
Well, here's the thing. As an adult, you have agency in your life, and we're pretending that the only options are to do it and not be sorry or to do it and be sorry. I believe there's also the option to not shoot from your vehicle at police officers.
Sorry helps a little bit more than, like, if he showed up and be like, that fucker deserved to die.
And he's like, well, he was hassling me.
He asked me for my name. What was I supposed to do? Not shoot him?
Yeah. What would you do?
I see that gun underneath the robe.
Can't disguise that. I know that you're going to tell me it's balls, but that's crack or a gun. I've seen
you're
it.
You're not
true.
Black.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm going to give this guy 7 years. Soft time.
Niganar?
2.3 years. 3, 2, 1. 32 years? What the fuck? 32. That's forever.
That's forever.
I didn't even know that was a time that you gave. I thought it was like 25 to life, 32. And you just like, eh.
What did he get?
I think he got...
He got more than 25. If not, it was like around the 20s.
400,000.
I want to say he got 23.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I got him the
good
three
God.
And the twos mixed up.
That's insane.
He pled guilty.
We stipulated to 20. Yeah. We picked a number, and everybody agreed to the same number.
But he... Because
he was looking
guy.
At life.
I was there. His family was there. They were all crying.
They were so sad.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure my mom would be sad if I shot a police officer, too.
She would come and say how nice you were.
Can I ask our host here, what would your defense be in that case?
If I was the shooter?
Yeah. So you're the shooter. You meet up with your attorney the first time. You're like, what's the strategy here?
Here's what I would go with.
Okay.
This is my wild card.
Okay.
I was abused as a child terribly. Now, that's not an excuse for the actions, but here's what I'm saying. It has set up a very strong fight or flight reflex. Mm-hmm. And I go into what we call condition black, which is where every fiber of my being does not go into fight or flight, but fight and flight. This is a rare condition.
It's a medical.
Experienced by combat veterans who will bring in to testify. We will bring in firefighters from 9/11.
Yes, we will.
We will bring in Marines from Iraq and Fallujah.
I'm sure they'll come for you. I'm sure they'll come help you.
And they will explain condition black.
Can you please be arrested once, Peter? I want to see what your attorney says.
Just be like, you shut the fuck up. Do not say anything. I don't care if we're in there for a million days. Nothing. When the judge says, do you have any words? Nothing. You shut your stupid hole.
What did this guy say?
He said he was really sorry.
No. But why did he say, what happened to him? Why did he
do
this?
Oh, he blacked out.
He blacked out.
Condition black. I mean, that's not
however, fight and flight is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was brilliant.
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 You should be a lawyer.
I should be like, guys, I got a story. I have a tale for you.
Let me tell you a story.
I know this is going to sound wild, but hear me out. Let's try something. You know, you hear the same defenses all the time. Let's try something new, huh? Mm-hmm.
Is it a defense?
What?
Blacking out?
Not really.
What about condition black?
I mean,
if you put it that way.
What if I could get some some kind of therapist to be like, well, actually, I've had many patients who it's a physiological difference in the body. The vasoconstriction is very intense and their decision-making process
is that what they're going to say,
goes
Peter?
Completely downhill.
Have you been reading about this?
A doctor that says that.
This is why you'll find many things, for example, combat soldiers who
PTSD.
Fire their guns until they're empty, and instead of reloading with full clips, just keep pulling the trigger, and in fact, break the trigger because they don't think they're firing.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
I heard that they don't call it, they don't add the D anymore. It's just PTS.
Because it sounds better.
Because
post-traumatic
the D
stress?
Is demeaning.
The
not,
D is, yeah.
Because it's a disorder?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't want to be associated.
That's retarded.
Do they really could keep shooting until they break the trigger?
I read this thing. It was about a guy, and it was a cop. And he broke the trigger on his gun because when he was like in his stressed out fight or flight, a lot of times they say they don't even hear their gun shooting, so they don't even think they're firing.
Huh.
So the guy thought there was something wrong with his gun, and he pulled the trigger so hard he broke it.
Wow.
Off his gun.
Did he kill his target?
I don't know.
Well.
I mean, probs, but maybe not. Who knows?
Great into the show.
You're probably not shooting real. Yeah. Well, he passed away. He did die. Yeah, he killed.
Yeah, he died.
It was actually a four-year-old with a toy gun. Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening.
Donations can be made at helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah, we'll pass those on to his fucking family. Well, we learned a lot about the law. I am the law.
Yes.
Yes.
This is gonna
Judge Dredd. That's my name.
I fear that this is going to be a sad moment in the history when you look back 30 years from now. But I, before anybody says anything, and I'm giving everybody else the chance, Katie, 3, 2, 1, I'm going to be the first person to wish you a happy 30th birthday.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Considering it is 12:08. And
it's
I'm not
actually,
exactly...
that's an hour ahead.
Oh, sucker.
Fuck. I don't even.
But
yeah,
I, you know what? I still appreciate the aggressive sentiment of that.
Very competitive.
Katie and I
done
have.
Good of wishing the first birthday
and yeah. like anything that we celebrate.
Like, oh, like the first Christmas.
It was me. And then...
Booyah!
Right. That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Guess who always wins?
Nicanor.
You do.
Based on this interaction.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You were like watching the clock.
The pink
waiting.
Clock says 12:09, and I know, like, I can't believe nobody's.
It's
wished.
Not fallen back yet.
Do you know what year you were born in? What time?
I have no idea. I don't know, during the day? Normal time?
I know
time?
What year. Do you know what year?
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
1983.
2005. What year I was born in?
81.
It doesn't matter,
asshole.
Katie. That's the correct answer. It doesn't matter. We're here for Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Wow. You keep trying to one up. You keep like, let's focus on Peter.
She just called me an asshole.
I love you.
Okay, what do you want me to
radio.
Do about that? Oh, yeah. No one's ever
marriage
been called
counseling.
An asshole on the show.
Marriage counseling, go. Am I supposed to say why?
Ignore.
Okay.
All right, let's get the hell out of here before this gets more crazy. Have a good night.
Bye.
She told him when they found him to tell him that she loves him.